The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
I wonder whoever thought that under the sink was the best place to keep these cleaning supplies. Some of these things look like they've been here since the house was built.
Hey, Dave, how's window cleaning going?
Actually, I haven't even started yet. There's lots of bottles and cans under here, but none of them seem to be for windows. We have things for cleaning bathtubs, stoves, tile floors, carpets, oven. No windows, though.
I think it's time to get rid of all these bottles. And today is the day.
What? This sounds like some sort of cleaning revolution. Hooray, let's just get the house get all dirty.
I don't think we want to wait any longer to wash the windows. Look at them. Actually, I just meant I've been doing some research on cleaning alternatives.
Alternatives? Do you mean we don't really have to have 15 different kinds of cleaning formulas? That would be great. All of this stuff takes up a lot of room. It'd be nice to have a small bucket under here for recycled materials instead.
There are excellent cleaning products that can be made from common household items, like borax, baking soda, vinegar, hot water. Different proportions of these things mixed together in a spray bottle can be used for everything, from dusting furniture to cleaning the bathtub.
What a great idea. Baking soda and vinegar sound a lot healthier than using stuff with large warning signs on them. You know, listen to this one. This drain cleaner is highly toxic and may be fatal if ingested. Stuff that can kill you just shouldn't be in the kitchen. I'm not sure it's really safe anywhere in the house.
I agree. That's what started this research project. There's not really a good way to get rid of paper towels that have been used to clean the oven, and I certainly wouldn't want to wash dishes with a sponge that had been used to scrub the bathtub.
No, I never really thought about that. And say, think of our yard, Anne. We've got that sign promoting our lawn as chemical-free and all these native plants growing so we don't have to use pesticides or fertilizer. But we still have things like drain cleaner and oven cleaner in the house.
I found an excellent mixture for clogged drains. Baking soda and vinegar. There are lots of resources available at the library, on the internet, or at the Public Works Department.
Well, I'm voting that we just get rid of all of these. If you'll hand me a garbage bag, I'll just dump them all in it.
You know, Dave, I believe the stuff in these containers are so toxic, they're considered hazardous household products. So we can't just put them in the garbage. Landfills aren't always designed to prevent liquids from leaching into the groundwater.
Yeah, you're right. And I suppose pouring them down the drain isn't a good idea either. I guess we'll just have to leave them here.
Actually, I've got a solution to this, too. Most of these things need to go to the Hazardous Waste Collection Center. And it's free. The center disposes of things like drain cleaner and oven cleaner safely so they don't end up polluting our environment.
And we can help in the effort to reduce pollution by choosing alternatives.
Consider making your own mixtures for everyday cleaning. But if you do use items with caution or warning signs, make sure to use them safely for yourself and the environment.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Anne. Let Dave and Anne show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.